Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LeJay, baby, your favorite podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast through RAI Radio and Radio Pusher Tony. And tonight, my people, tonight, I have a very special young man that's coming on to talk to us today. But I want to remind each and every last one of you beautiful babies that RAI Network boosts over 100,000 counted 100,000, honey. Monthly network visitors, 14 DRT, name-checking radio stations, y'all heard it, and 25 artists charting nationally on top of 150 independent charts. Now, tonight, my people, I have a very, very, very big surprise for you. I got Mr. LaTroy to sign in the building. So I got you with me, baby. Yo, Mr. LaTroy, you on live with your girl, LaJay, baby, with the Power Podcast host. You know what I'm saying? So I got you with me, honey. It's your time to shine. Well, look like we're having a few technical difficulties. Hold on. Mr. LaTroy, do I have you in the building with me, baby? All right, my people, all right. I got two people online with me, and nobody's talking to your girl. So I'm going to talk to y'all. Now, my boy LaTroy is definitely not one to be messed with. You feel me? Because this cat right here is doing multiple things in his career. Now, as you may not know, but I'm going to tell you so, this cat is actually a ghostwriter. He's looking for independent and dedicated artists to go ahead and work with. So if you want to work with my guy, I'm going to need you to go ahead and check him out. And how can you check him out if you don't know where he at? Yeah, dig. So y'all can definitely check my boy out at twitter.com/TOUTIGHTDA. G-O-D. You can also check him out on Instagram.com/TOUTIGHTDAGOD. Now, he has a track out now that's called She Keeps Control. And I ends up looking on his Instagram and seeing that his mother actually has her own band. Now, I don't know what that's all about, but we're going to wait for him to come in. I got two people on the line, and nobody is talking to this day. So we're going to wait, and we're going to rock it out all day until they... Okay, boo, because we was waiting. I would go ahead and spit in my spiel. Why don't you go ahead and talk to the people?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the American boy, reggae music maker, LaTroy Toussaint, right here in the fest, right here with LaJay on Dream Hustle Win podcast. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I got a call from the conference call center on the other line, and I'm sitting there waiting, and I was listening to track.
Oh, honey, you only pay attention to what I sent you, and I said Colleen.
And you see me on hold the whole time. We gonna move forward.
Yeah, look, honey, we was waiting. Exactly. So now, why don't you go ahead and talk to my people about your... Yeah, no doubt, honey. Why don't you talk to the people about the latest single that you got out right now?
Well, the latest single I have out is entitled She Keeps Control. And the bottom line is I'm just bringing out to the forefront that no matter what it is that we as men feel we're doing in this battle of the sexes, you have to understand ultimately they have what we want, and she keeps control. And it's the little things about her that we love and little things about her that we enjoy that makes us put forth everything we have to have her. Whatever that her is for you personally, there it is. But that's the general overall theme of that song. Coming from my new album dropping on the 15th of this month, December, should I say, excuse me.
Okay, I'm feeling that, boo. Now, like I was telling the people, now, you know what I'm saying, I'm not a stalker or nothing, but I was checking up on you, you feel me? And I slid my way over to your Instagram. I slid on over to your Instagram, and I saw that your mother got a whole band. How did that happen? What is that like?
So, like, this is how that happened. I left straight out of high school. Like, I got the diploma in July, and I was gone in August. I mean, June, and I was gone in August. So, like, she found a way to fill the void of me being there by joining bands. And she performs with this all-ladies ensemble called the KCR Ensemble. KCR stands for Charity, Kindness, Charity, and Respect. But anyway, she branched off into her own band where she has a music ministry in church, you know what I mean? And they work with youth anywhere here in the Chicagoland area. It doesn't matter the denomination. If you're looking to save the church by way of bringing back the youth, twin ministry music is the way to do it. And, you know, that's their side project away from the KCR Ensemble. Yeah, man. I didn't know she had that talent until I left home and had went off to college. That's when I found out she had that talent. So, yeah, I'm definitely impressed. You see, I posted, you know. I posted. It's good.
I was about to ask you, is that the reason why you got into music?
No, actually, I got into music because of my uncle and my dad. And my dad was, El Dorado was a doo-wop band. And then they broke up. But when they kept the band going, you know how they keep reinventing the bands of the old. And they got back together in the 70s, and my dad was the lead singer. And then my uncle, he was just some veteran dude, man. He went to Vietnam, and when he came back, music therapy was his thing. And that was just the way I knew, you know what I mean, to deal with the issues and the struggles of life or whatever. Use my music, man. But it's cool, though, you know. I don't have any quips, man. If I could do it all over again, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say that.
No doubt. I'm feeling that. Now, I was told by Lil Birdie that you are actually a songwriter, that you're actually looking for, you know, dedicated independent artists to work with. Is that true?
Yeah. That is all I'm here for. Oh, man, LeJay, I am the dinosaur in a room looking for a paleontologist. I'm telling you, I get it. Every artist has a life expectancy or shelf life according to the industry, but if you know how to reinvent yourself, there is no such thing as a shelf life. I am desperately seeking artists who are looking to make a change, and you know what I mean? I'm not trying to compromise your spirituality. I don't want to compromise your sexuality. You'll have total creative control. Only thing is, don't go to jail, don't get killed, and let's make good music together, you know what I mean? That's just it, man, because I love what the millennials are doing. I'm dead serious, man. I sit in the car, and I got kids that are, like, school-age children, and we sit in the car, man, and they be like, Dad, why are you always bumping this hip-hop? Because I love hip-hop. And I'm desperately seeking people to get out there and, you know what I mean, keep this thing going. I was there when Afrika Bambaataa did his first show in Monroe, Louisiana, and got paid for it, you know what I mean? And when I say there, proverbially, I was around hip-hop when that happened. I was around hip-hop for the big MC Hammer pants chase. You know what I'm saying? So the skinny jeans ain't affecting me. I love what y'all doing because you're getting your creativity out there, you expressing yourself, and you're staying true to yourself. And your bottom line is your fan, and you're staying true to yourself and your fan. I love it. And I'm just looking for people who want to get out there and make that happen, man, without all the hassle and haggle, you know. No disrespect to anybody who got there any other way, but at the same token, yeah, I'm just trying to do it a little bit different with the same results.
I feel that 100%. Now, I'm going to need you to go ahead and let my people know where they can find you, boo, because you spend out all this goodness. I'm going to need them to get in on that. So I'm just spend out all your social media handles real slow so they all know where to go.
Okay, well, you can all find me on Instagram or at Twitter at TooTightToGod.com. It's TooTightToGod. Okay, you can find me there on Instagram and Twitter. You can go onto my personal website. It's Too Tight to God.
Oh, no. Looks like we got him dropped out. Well, I'm going to go ahead and finish it since I already know what's going on with my boo. You feel me? Too Tight to God on Instagram, Too Tight to God on Twitter. You need to check my boy out. He has nothing to be played with. Now, I know that some of y'all out there is trying to get into the limelight, baby. And I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and, like, swing, download, comment, and make sure you're sharing everything he got going on, baby. Just go ahead and do it. You know you want to. Now, for all those who are trying to get some work in, honey, I'm going to need you to check him out at Too Tight to God at SoundCloud.com, honey, and get your work in, because closed mouths don't get fed, and if you don't reach out, honey, that's not what networking is about. You dig? So I'm going to need y'all to check him out, you know what I'm saying, and fill him in on what you need from him. Now, I was going to ask him, you know what I mean, what are some new things that he do I got you back on with me, baby?
3G network I got.
Okay, well, we got you back in here, honey. We got you in here. Now,
yeah.
I want to talk to you about some new developments that you have going on, you know what I'm saying? Because I want all my people to know what's going on with you, where they can find you, you know what I'm saying, any shows, and any artists that you currently have out here right now who are, you know, working under your work as a ghostwriter.
Okay, well, right now, I haven't secured any places as a ghostwriter because, as you all know, with hip-hop, we are a fickle people, and just the slightest hint of someone else contributing to a project can possibly taint an artist, and so I'm slow-paced moving with that as far as the R&B world goes and the rest of the genres. You know, everybody has to take their time and see where it fits into their platform. My next project coming out December 15th, you'll be able to find on any main music media streaming platform. It's called She's Got to Have, She Keeps Control. And She Keeps Control is just going to be, it's not a holiday album. It's not a Christmas album. It started out as a holiday album, but it just turned around to give you something to cuddle up with because I know it's cuffing season. And you know what I'm saying? Everybody needs to have a good tune to practice health education with the opposite sex co-ed habitation and such. You know what I mean? Trying to put it delicately. But, no, She Keeps Control is going to be 10 songs. It's going to be like the third album I released this year. And I'm not going for quantity. I've been really targeting quality, and it's just coming out that way. I've definitely been shopping on Music Feed Pro, looking for artists over there. I've been going through Sonic Did, trying to get artists over there. I work with TuneCore Publishing and trying to secure placement through those great guys over there who've been handling my catalog since very much the start. And I just basically I'm reaching out on anybody who reaches out to me. I've had a couple people slide in the DM, and then you know how it is. People think that you're trying to shook them or drive them or charge them an arm and a leg. I'm just not in the market for that. You know what I mean? The big picture for me is to run into that right artist and not to live or ride off your coattails, because that's just not the person I am. We grow together. I do a lot of things. I'm a novelist. I wrote a novella that's published on the Nook Press. I'm in the process of writing screenplays and scripts for movies and television. You know what I mean? Music is just the foundation for me. That's where it started. That's my root. But because I know of the shelf life of a performer, I personally am ready to move forward and evolve, but that doesn't mean I should give up on where I came from. And I know young people, it's hard to get help. Yeah. Nobody wants to help you without charging you a dollar or a dime, your breast or your back. And I just ain't in the market to have none of it, you know what I mean? Not saying it ain't about making a financial gain, but that's not what it's about right now. Let me see where your heart is. Let me see the love you got for it. And then the people will reciprocate. Definitely. You won't ever have to worry about a thing, man. Seriously.
Definitely, definitely. Y'all need to check my boy out. Y'all hear him spitting all his knowledge. Y'all see him spitting everything that he got going on. So I'm going to need y'all to hop on the train and get on. You feel me? The boy is taking off, and I'm going to need y'all to make sure y'all don't get left. I'm going to need y'all to check out him on Instagram at, where is he at?
Two
He's at Two Tight the God. Right.
Yes,
and
yes,
on Instagram,
yes.
Where he at? Two Tight the God.
Two
you feel me? Definitely. Y'all make sure y'all hopping, y'all jumping, y'all running to go check my boy out. You feel me? And
yeah,
to run your ear across everything and get out here for the work. You feel me? Y'all know y'all girl LaJay is a small fish in a big pond, and after this is back to your regular scheduled program. So we only got a little time to go ahead and promote the best. So I want to give you a chance to go ahead and get your shout outs real quick, because we only got a couple of minutes left, and then we out.
I just want to give a shout out, first of all, to Jonathan Bright. I want to say Patience J. It's Kayla, and of course, the girl of J. Thank y'all for doing everything you can. I want to shout out to DJ Rise, I want to shout out to your man, the Wiz Kid on the ones and twos, all of you DJs that have played my music and giving me the promotions I need. Shout out to my man Aaron J. Island, also known as The Real Reflex. That's my man's on the producing side. I want to shout out to my publisher guy, Lauren Bates, out there in New York City, baby. I'm coming out there next week. Y'all follow up on me and check me out, TooTightToGod.com, TooTightToGod Instagram, TooTightToGod Twitter. It's going down, y'all. Appreciate you. Peace and blessings, my brothers and sisters.
Ah, y'all already know what it is, honey. This is Big Girl Jay, baby. With the Dream Up the Wind podcast for RAI Radio, honey, with my boy LaTroy. You feel me? Y'all make sure y'all checking him out. And if you don't remember where he at, I'm going to need you to rewind this and let it play one more time. You know? I want to say thank you to all the sponsors and shout out to you, my boy, and all your people for doing what you do. One more time,
too
Big Girl Jay, baby.
Yeah.
Hi, we out, deuces.
And we out, two of them.